This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Logan Shannon in for Virginia Prescott. The holidays are quickly approaching, and for the procrastinators among us, with quick shipping and millions of sellers, the online retailer Amazon.com offers a ray of hope. But what if the gift you've purchased isn't what it claims to be? What if it's a counterfeit? For years, Amazon has been fertile territory for counterfeiters, and now it's fighting back. Here with more is Spencer Soper, a reporter with Bloomberg News who covers Amazon. Virginia spoke with him about his article, Amazon Gets Real About Fakes.
And Spencer, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thank you.
So any idea of how many counterfeiters are actively selling on Amazon?
No, I mean, the best way to quantify it, Amazon has said a small number of bad actors. That's all they've said in a lawsuit they've filed. But we're talking about more than 2 million sellers. So even a small fraction of that can be a sizable number.
Who are the counterfeiters? I mean, is this an organized, well-oiled machine?
They can be, and they can be comparable to drug rings, often overseas. They're very good at covering their tracks. So, yes, it can be a ring of people operating to move the product, infiltrate sites, get as many sales as they can before they're discovered and knocked off, only to pop up again. And a big thing with e-commerce that allows it to flourish there as opposed to like a store or even a, you know, maybe a back alley sale or something is that consumers are buying things based on images, you know, photos, product descriptions, not actually looking and seeing and touching the merchandise. So it gives them a better opportunity than it would on a store shelf.
So what kinds of products tend to be counterfeited?
It can be anything. A couple that we highlighted, and one in particular that Amazon is involved in a lawsuit with, is this TRX training system. It's like these suspension straps that you can use for home workouts, using your body weight to do pull-up and pushing exercises, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And that's a good example because the actual product is fairly high quality. They invest a lot in the materials to make sure that you have a good experience and that these things are sturdy and can handle your weight. And it's also a product where it's kind of a one-size-fits-all, so it's not like counterfeiting clothing where you have multiple sizes and things. Someone can do a run of this to counterfeit it, do it with cheaper materials, make something that looks kind of like it but is nowhere near the quality, and then sell it on Amazon, on other marketplaces at a lower price than the real product. And that's where the opportunity is. And a lot of times the consumers don't even realize.
Yeah, and the other thing about this guy that you profiled who runs TRX Training, he's a small company working by himself. He's an innovator. You know, he's come up with something interesting. And other inventors also, they don't have big, let's say, intellectual property muscle behind him. Kind of easy to rip off, it looks like.
Yeah, well, and it's easy to rip anybody off. So even the big players that have those intellectual property rights, you know, are prey to this. So all major brands have counterfeiting issues, and just that they have, you know, attorneys behind them and those sort of things is no protection. Bottom line is if people want the product, counterfeiters are going to figure out a way to copy it.
So you describe it as kind of a Wild West and a whack-a-mole, you know, that they knock one offline and another one pops up. Does Amazon hold any legal responsibility to a seller whose goods have been knocked off?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's really at the heart of this. So the only real legal responsibility for Amazon or any other online marketplace selling goods is that they have to provide a mechanism for the intellectual property rights holders, you know, the people who make the authentic product, to report counterfeits, and then they have to respond in a timely manner. And so that's where this opportunity presents itself. So the example we gave of the TRX maker, this exercise equipment maker, it's on him to police Amazon's site, to look for counterfeits, to report those counterfeits, and to wait for Amazon to respond. Now, this process can take days, weeks, and all of that time, those products are lingering. And let's just explain this process a little more thoroughly. If you are an authentic brand holder and you see something on Amazon's site that you suspect is a fake and you're very much convinced it's a fake, that's not sufficient. You have to actually order the product, so you have to make what's called a test buy. Then when you get the product, you have to take photos of that product, take photos of your authentic product, send that into Amazon and explain, somehow you know, help someone on the Amazon side differentiate what they're looking at so that they can make a determination that, yes, this is not the product that's being listed. So the time it takes for that process to play out presents a tremendous opportunity for these sellers to operate and snag as many sales as they can. And when they're knocked down, it's an e-commerce marketplace, so there's no inventory to seize. So they can just easily go sell the stuff under a new pseudonym on another site or the same site another day.
So now the company Amazon is cracking down. How are they proposing to get tougher on these fake good sellers?
Well, a big emphasis here is that, you know, we just talked about how this process as it stands is reactive as opposed to proactive. The things can get on there and then someone has to report them and there's a reaction to take them down. The emphasis now is on being more proactive and working with brands, big brands, to register in advance and tell Amazon, these are the people who are authorized to sell our products, and requiring sellers of those products to provide some sort of authentication that they can sell these products, to make it less of a Wild West atmosphere and to make it a less reactive atmosphere, kind of have a gateway to say, yes, I am allowed to sell these goods. I have permission. Here's the permission from the manufacturer or the brand holder, and to create more of a barrier for the counterfeiters from getting on the site.
How is this hurting Amazon as a marketplace?
Well, you talked about the legal obligation, and that's where they're okay. You know, you don't have to do much more beyond what they're already doing from a legal standpoint. But from a brand standpoint, you know, how many customers are going to buy phony products on your site? How long can you let this thing linger before it starts affecting your brand? Amazon is very trusted and well regarded among its customers. People trust the idea that they can purchase something on Amazon and that it will get to them in a timely fashion and be the product that they've ordered. So if this counterfeit problem were allowed to continue to swell, that would be a significant issue for them if it eroded the trust in their company, which is so such a key piece of their success.
And not just from buyers, but also from brands, I would imagine.
Also from brands, yeah. So that's that was a sticking point. The counterfeit problem on Amazon was a sticking point for them to attract merchants to sell merchandise that their customers want. And the best, most prominent examples we were told about were Major League Baseball and the National Football League, both you know, in discussions with Amazon about selling, you know, branded merchandise on the marketplace, but having reservations about the counterfeits that flourish there, and that being a major sticking point, and them hoping that some of these new initiatives will remedy that problem and attract more sellers to the marketplace.
Spencer, how about consumers here? I mean, would they know the difference if something were a fake, or do they care? I mean, people do buy fake designer bags on the streets of the city or in Chinatown because they're cheap. We want cheap items.
Yeah, it's tough. And it's tough to generalize, right? Some people probably don't care. Hey, if I get a convincing fake of a Gucci bag for less, and everyone thinks I have a Gucci bag, who cares? You know, some people have that mindset. I think where it gets more hazardous is where and more dangerous for brands is when you're talking about inferior quality, and that's where the exercise equipment maker was very concerned, because, you know, he's worried that someone buys what they think is a TRX training system. They hook themselves up to it. They're there suspending their body weight to do an exercise maneuver, and one of these inferior clips on it breaks, you know, snaps, and all of a sudden they crash down and maybe break their hip or dislocate a shoulder. And that's where there's a bigger threat for a consumer, is getting an inferior quality product and then having no recourse, because whoever you purchased it from is gone.
Virginia Prescott there, speaking with Spencer Soper, a reporter with Bloomberg News, about his article, Amazon Gets Real About Fakes. You'll find a link to it on our website, wordofmouthradio.org.